In this week's parsha, Esav has his big day chamudos, and Yaakov Avinu was wearing them when he entered Yitzchak to get the bracha, the brachas. What are the big day chamudos? So Rashi points out that they were from Nimrod HaRasha. So the Maral explains on the spot what's so special about Nimrod HaRasha, that he was also a hunter. And these clothes were camouflage clothes that it fooled the animals, that the animals did not notice it was a human being, and they were not afraid, and it was easier to catch them. So it's hunting clothes. And Esav was a hunter as well, stole those clothes and has them, and now Yaakov Avinu is wearing them. The question that my son asked me, he's today 36, years old, Baruch Hashem, when he was 6 years old, he asked me that there's something that doesn't make sense here. When Yaakov Avinu came in to ask for the brachas, as dressed up as Esav, where is Esav then? Esav was hunting. So how come he's not wearing these clothes? These are hunting clothes. Why were they left behind? You could say they just came back from the dry cleaners. You could say they were misplaced. But maybe there's a bigger message here. So the side of this Nakuda that you probably could answer is based on last week's parsha. Also, you see something interesting, that Rivka, when she came to the spring, Eliezer ran towards her. What did he see that he ran towards her? So Rashi brings in the name of Chazal that he saw the water coming up. Says the Ramban, where is that echoed in the text? That it doesn't say the word Vatishav, that she drew the water. It just says Vatered Ha'ana, Vatamaleet Kada. She went down to the spring and filled her pitcher. The word, the verb Vatishav is not mentioned. That indicates that the water came up. However, that's when she went to get water for herself. And then Eliezer asked her, could you please give me water as well? And she said, of course. And then it does say Vatishav. So the Ramban himself says the miracle happened only the first time and not the second time. Why not? So let's maybe coin a phrase. You make shortcuts on the means, you do not make shortcuts on the end. Meaning if I want to walk from A to B, because I have to be at B, so the shorter the way, the better. If someone's going to stop on the way and offer me a lift or a ride, I'll say thank you very much. But if I'm walking with my wife from A to B, and someone stops by and says, can I please give you a lift or a ride? We'll say no, thank you. Why? Because when you're walking with your wife, the walking is a goal on its own. It's not a means. But when you want to just reach from A to B, walking is a means. If it's a means, the shorter the better. If it's a goal on its own, you don't cut shortcuts. That's what you want to be doing. Says the Kedusha Salevi regarding Rivka, the miracle happened only the first time because then Rivka was engaged in a mundane activity. Drinking water, it wasn't even for a family. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll do a miracle and we'll make it as short as possible. But the second time she was engaged in a mitzvah called Chesed. Why cut corners on it? Why make it shorter? That's what you're here for. You're here to do mitzvahs. On the contrary, it would be a very bad omen to make a miracle that you'll get the mitzvah over as quickly as possible. To a certain degree, that's like getting life over. The Chaye Odom, he called this Sefer Chaye Odom because in those days they started doing Kitzurim, Shulchan Aruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chai Basalbavis, Kitzur Chai Basalbavis. He says, I want to give a title to my Sefer that nobody will make a Kitzur out of it. It's going to be called Chaye Odom. So who will buy a sefer called Kitzur Chaye Adam? Shortening of a life. We're here to do mitzvahs. Therefore, here there's no point to cut corners on it. That's what I'm here for. So if I treat mitzvahs like income tax, you know, I have to pay the government income tax to get my salary, but I'm really not interested in paying the income tax. So then I'm going to hire the best accountant possible to cut corners left, right, and center, legally. But I'm not interested in doing this. But if I understand that life is about doing mitzvahs, why should I want to get it over with? That means I want to get life over with. Chas v'shalom. You don't cut corners. If I am cutting corners on mitzvahs, that means I'm treating it like taxes. Let's get it over with so then I could do what I really want to do. Chas v'shalom. Even Esav understood this concept. So Esav said to himself, this is the first time in my life that my father told me not only to bring him food, but to go hunt and bring him food. And Esav, he was second to none when it came to Kibbutz. So Esav said to himself, this is the first time, and maybe the only time, that my father told me to go hunt. I'm not going to take camouflage clothes, no tricks, no cutting corners. I'm going to give it all what I have, 100%. So therefore, the clothes were left behind because no tricks, and therefore Yaakov Avinu could use them. So we could learn from Esav, you cut corners on what's unimportant. What's important, you don't cut corners. Kol tov.